Shavuot Tov Mevarach. It is Erev Pesach, aka Yud Gimel Nisan, and Mishneh Yomi is starting chapter 5 of Nazir. Beit Shammai Omrim, Hekdesh Ta'ut Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says, making something Kodesh, making it consecrated, is a valid consecration, even if there's a mistake, a Ta'ut. Uveit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel disagrees. They say, Eino Hekdesh. If somebody is consecrating an item, but they're mistaken about the item, it is not holy, it is not considered an offering to the temple. Ketzad, what is the example of this? Amar, a man says, Shor Shachor, the black ox, Sheyetze Mibeti, that's coming out of my house, Rishon, first, Hare Hu Hekdesh, that one will become Kodesh, it will become an offering. And as he's waiting at the door of his house or his barn, whatever it is, Yatza Lovan, the white ox, comes out first. Beit Shammai Orim Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says that white ox is really consecrated, even though, yeah, he said the black ox, you could argue it was a mistake, but he wanted the ox that comes out of his house first. So even if he could argue it's a mistake, it's still consecrated. But Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, Eino Hekdesh. It is not an offering. The white ox does not fulfill his words of the black ox coming out first, so it's not holy. As an aside, yes, we've gone into Hekdesh land here. So we were just discussing yesterday the offerings of a Nazir and reusing offerings of the father's Nazirut. Tomorrow, we're going to get into applying what we learned today to the situation of Nazirut. But for today, Mishnah Beit brings another example. Dinar Zahav, the gold coin, Shiyale V'yadi Rishon, that will come into my hand first, Harehu Hekdesh. That one will be holy. Now what he's doing is sticking his hand into his purse, his wallet, his box, and he thinks it's full of gold coins. He thinks he's going to get a gold coin. V'ala Shel Kesef, but Nebuch, the one that came up in his hand, was actually a silver coin. He wanted a gold coin. Everyone would rather have a gold coin than a silver coin. But the one that came out was Kesef. Beit Shammai Orim Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says it's the first one that came up. That's Hekdesh, even though it wasn't gold. Beit Hillel Omrim, but Beit Hillel says, Eino Hekdesh. It's a mistake. It's a ta'ut. It wasn't gold. It was silver. So therefore, it is not Hekdesh. He didn't get a gold coin first. Now, a similar case, Chavit Shel Yayin, the barrel of wine or the jug of wine, Shetale B'Yadi Rishona, that I will pick up first. Hare he Hekdesh. That one will be holy. It'll become a wine offering, wine libations in the temple. Ba'altel Shel Shemen, and the one he picked up, he didn't realize it was actually oil instead of wine. Beit Shammai Arim Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says that oil needs to now go and be donated to the temple. He'll use it in the Menachot. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Hekdesh. Beit Hillel says it's a Hekdesh Taut, a mistaken Hekdesh. He wanted to sanctify wine, and he got a jug of oil. And he wasn't trying to light the Hanukkah, the Hanukkah menorah. He was trying to bring wine libations. So it doesn't count as Hekdesh. Now, for an amazing application of this halacha, you need to see Judges chapter 11, where Yiftach, the judge, made a vow saying, you know, whatever comes out of my house first is going to be an offering to Hashem. Now, apparently his house was full of animals and things that were raui to be karbanos, to be offerings to Hashem, but his daughter walked out first. So it's a really interesting application of this law. He held it was still Hekdesh. All the Mefarshim agree, they did not, God forbid, slaughter his daughter. She was not an offering, but she couldn't be involved in any sort of secular things. Apparently she couldn't get married, and she had to go live off by herself and maybe just work for the Mishkan or whatever it was at the time. But there were problems caused by his vow and him, you know, trying to take it a little bit literally. And actually, the Gemara in Tainit, Daf 4, says that Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, the Navi, prophesized about this event, and he says famously, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no doctor over there? And Gilead was the place of Yiftach, and the balm was he should have gone to the Chacham, the sage of the time, which was Pinchas, and asked for an annulment of his vow, but he didn't do it. So it's one of the many stories and instances in Tanakh, in the Bible, where the behavior of the people involved seems a little strange until we realize, well, maybe he held like Beit Shammai, and maybe Pinchas held like Beit Hillel, and he didn't want to be Bakel, and there was some pride at stake. So the din of the Mishnah really determined the behavior of the individuals in Tanakh. It's an amazing thing. Yashar Kochachem, Shavuot Tov.